you for your love.
Oh, yes. Oh,
hallelujah. We thank you for your great visitation. We thank you for what you have said, what you have promised, and what you have done. And above all, what you are to us.
Amen.
A very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. We will not fear their fear. Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be swept off, we know that underneath are the everlasting hands. We know that there is a river that makes glad the city of God. Lord, we receive this river today. Let it flow. Let it come like a mighty river. Let there be a mighty visitation, O God, upon our soul. Let your light come, O God. Let it fill all the vessels. Let the earth shine forth. For the coming of the Lord is here. We hear the trumpet calling. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. We ask, O God, you will help us to arise, to quit us like men. Hallelujah. And to arise to the battle. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We ask for bread for the eater. We ask for seed for the sower. We ask for understanding. We ask for encouragement. We ask that unto every man will be given a portion from you. Face to face. May we see you today, O God. As in water, face and strength to face. So, Lord, may our hearts be able to receive from you directly. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I have a word of exhortation, a short one, because the time is fast spent. I'm sure Brother Isaac will talk about it later time. But you know, we have had the four blood moons. The last one was a few days ago. And there were consequences. There were things that happened. But it will be for another time. But I want to talk about the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord. You know, if the president of this country is going to come to River State, you will know. There will be events. You know, there will be preparations. There will be some people who, maybe some people who were illegal occupants of certain areas may be quitted. You know, some houses may be broken. There will be things, there will be activities. Why? Because somebody very important is coming. Amen. And I want to tell you by the word of the Lord that the King is coming.
Amen.
Amen. Are you waiting for him? You know, I'm a historian by choice. See, I'm not like Sister Calista, who went to school. But I teach myself history, so I'm a historian. I'm a geographer, I'm a journalist. I even know journalism more than this man. Amen. You know, Russia has never been in the Middle East. They have been trying. You know, they have done everything possible, but they have never been in the Middle East. All of a sudden, they have landed in the Middle East. And those who are students of prophecy know that what that means. Because that is Ezekiel 38, 39, 40. Amen. So that is a very important move, prophetically speaking. Because the Bible says, that a time will come when the nations will gather around Israel. Do you know what's happening in the past 3 weeks in Israel? There is increased tension. They are fighting. And it has to do with the temple. It has to do with the temple. So people want access to the mosque. You know, the mosque is on the exact spot that where they built the temple is the place where David bought. Remember that land and everything. So there's trouble and it's building up. But we need to take it all together and see how does it affect me. You know, and what is my preparation? What is my response? And what should be our response? Paul says, I would not have you to be ignorant. And brethren, God doesn't want us to be ignorant. That something important is about to happen. And because it's so important, it's going to have consequences. And we see many things falling into place as we move on towards the end of time. And the end of time is the coming of the Lord. You know, the Lord is coming into his temple. Amen. And according to prophecy, we know when the Lord is coming, he's coming to set up his own kingdom physically on earth. Amen. And the first place is going to come. He's coming to the church. And we are that church. Amen. But there are certain characteristics, certain things that are happening that I just want to take us through, you know, believing that it will be a comfort to our soul. If you look at Revelation 11, we'll be reading a lot in Revelation, in the prophets, in Ezekiel. We'll be looking at Job also. Job is very important. But look at Revelation 8. It says, and their dead bodies shall lie in the streets, 11:8, of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Now, these two words, they summarize the world of 2015 going forward. Sodom and Egypt. And it is very important that you and I are aware of this so that we know how to conduct ourselves properly, so that we can interpret the things that are happening around. What is Sodom? What happened in Egypt? In those two places, there were righteous people. In Sodom, there was a righteous man, Lot. His candle was almost extinguished. He came out by the skin of his teeth. Sodom. Can you refer to this world as Sodom now?
Yes.
Can you refer to everything happening as Sodom? I read one. Let me tell you. Now they have what they call three parentage. Three. No longer two. Three people become a parent now. It's been officially produced. The first country is your popular, your Christian country in quotes, which is no longer Christian, England. They have brought out a law that recognizes three parents. I don't want to go into messing with you. But if a man and woman are not able to have a perfect child, the law allows a third parent to donate what the two of them lack so that the child will not have disease. So right now, in the world you live in, you now have three parents. officially legalized. Amen. That is Sodom. Okay. But it is wickedness. And that kind of thing comes to judgment. Now, let's look at the other one. Egypt. Egypt is, for me, the one that is, well, it is very pertinent to this church, to this assembly, Egypt. Because in Egypt, the high point of Egypt was that death was walking on the road. Do you remember? Does anybody remember? Are you with me? Say yes now. The high point of Egypt was that death was walking along the road. At midnight, there was a spirit of death that was running loose. Amen. Hallelujah. And here the man is saying that there is a place spiritually that is called Sodom and Egypt. Say, where also our Lord was crucified. Amen. You see, the target, I remember a sister, we won't go too much because this step may go far. But I want you to know that there are people who have been in meetings where they have, the high and mighty have identified that the problem makers are the born again Christians. So the target in Sodom and the target in Egypt is who? It's you. It's you. And it's me. Amen. And the Bible says when we see these things, we should know how we should conduct ourselves. We will come back to this, but let's go back to the next Revelation 21. Now, this was a prophetic word I heard on Tuesday at the fellowship, at the Tuesday fellowship. I'm sure many of us were there. I don't know if you heard, but I heard a very clear trumpet. Let me tell you that trumpet. But Sam shared something. But Revelation 21:1 says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3 is what God is saying. And I heard a great voice, and I pray we hear this voice out of heaven saying what? Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. This is the clearest word that is being spoken now. Now, what was the one? He read from 2 Chronicles, verse 36. Chapter 36, the last two verses, from 21. Verse 22. He said, now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord, that's the word, spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he might make a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth had the Lord God of heaven given me, and he had charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. What's your response? Say, who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him. Let him go up to build. Amen. I want you to understand that there is a clear word that the temple must be built.
Oh, yes, amen.
Have you heard that trumpet? Have you heard the clear word? But you see, the thing is, when they, anytime they give that word, there's trouble. So he said the temple must be built with what? In troublous times. In perilous times, in trouble, in persecution. Now, why am I standing here? Because human beings, me being what I am, we can be easily distracted. We can be easily diverted. And what was the other brother said? We can be easily subverted. That was the word that God told Brother Bot. Amen. You know, in the heat of what is happening, in what we see today, sometimes we go off the tangent. And we forget, or it goes out of our focus, what the primary word is. The primary word is that the people of God are in Babylon, and the word is saying, let every man know that a commandment has been given. Deliver every man his soul from Babylon. And go up and build a temple. Amen. Hallelujah. So if someone was to ask you, what is God saying today? What is the word of the Lord? The word of the Lord is very clear. Behold, the tabernacle of God is coming down to men. Amen. And that movement is going to cause trouble. It's causing trouble. Because the king is coming. Amen. Now, when you see the trouble, you can be maybe diverted. You are somewhat concerned with the trouble, and you forget the primary thing. You might even be consuming, how do I remain alive? How will I survive? But you must remember the first commandment. The king is coming. Go up and build the temple. It's just that this temple is your soul. Amen. So for them, it was a physical world. There was Jerusalem. And by, this is 70 years plus, they have settled, they are married, they have businesses, commitments, all kinds of, so we are doing very well. And they say, leave and go. Amen. So we must realize what God is saying, that in the midst of our business, we must realize that we must go up and build a temple for our God. Amen. Haggai says, go up to the temple, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the temple of the Lord. So in the prophetic sense, in what God is saying now, he's saying it's time to arise to build the temple. Amen. Now, the man Haggai was saying, if we want to dwell in our sealed houses, I don't have time to read it because I want this to be short. But Haggai chapter 1 was saying, many of you say it is not time to build the Lord's house. Do we fall into that category? He says, it's not yet time to build the Lord's house. And because we were saying that, what did he say? That he will make holes in the pockets. Amen. Well, the purpose of the holes was to draw the attention of the people to what has to be done, the temple of the Lord that needs to be built. Amen. So let's go back to, I want to go back to Revelation. It says, behold, the temple of God, the tabernacle of God is coming down. So what I want to ask, how does the temple of God come? How is it coming? Now, it gives us a clue. It says it's coming out of heaven. It's coming from heaven. It's coming from heaven to the earth. So, is it going to come physically? Let me look at Luke chapter 17. Luke 17:21. Luke 17:21. See, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Amen.
Amen. So, if the kingdom of God is in me, how will this be? What is God saying? Well, during the week, I was receiving something. God was speaking to me. I saw something like a plane landing in the spirit. You know, when the plane wants to land, if you look, I always like to watch it. You know, see from far, it's like a speck. You're not even aware of it. But as you keep on watching, you see it's coming. And as it's coming, you know it's clearly going to land. It's just about the same. Just about the same. Until finally, it's about to land. God will come from the spirit into the soul before it comes to the body. That's how the kingdom of God is coming. Amen. So if you are looking outside, what you see outside is just the effect of what is happening. But the kingdom of God is coming from the realm of your human spirit to the realm of your soul, and then it's going to come physically manifest. Amen. So there is an activity that is taking place. And we need to look inward. You need to know where God is making the visitation. But what I see the distraction, the certain elements that need to be addressed. So, as I was speaking to God, the scripture about Job chapter 1 came. Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. Have you thought about Job lately? What happened in Job? What was it that happened to Job? How could such a thing happen to Job, brother? Amen. Remember, we are living in Egypt where death is walking, has freedom. God has given it freedom and is walking around. Amen. And the Bible says, if the righteous lose their foundation. Yes, if the foundations be taken. You know, it's going to affect God's plan. God's plan is that the city must be built. That we must be allowed to prepare a dwelling place for our God. Amen. If you go to Ezra, the commandment came. And in Ezra, the king gave commandment. He said, let provision be given. I don't know, are you hearing what God is saying?
Yeah.
If God tells you to prepare your soul as a dwelling place, then there is a commandment also for a provision.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And part of that provision is that these brethren had to leave Babylon and go back. And the journey they were going to make was through a difficult terrain, filled with armed robbers. All kinds of things were happening. But there was a provision of the king to safeguard that movement. Amen. Hallelujah. So you must believe. You must decide. If you believe. Amen. Because the man was not consulted by God. He was not consulted. He was just sitting down. And the man came and said, I alone am escaped to tell you. Before he finished the sentence, another one ran in and said, I alone is escaped to tell you. And before he ended up, everything was gone. His sheep, his asses, his business, and most of all, children. Are you still there? Amen. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, in all this, Job did not curse God. Amen. He said, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But you and I, we can read it now and we can understand what happened, because in fact God was telling me something. He was giving me a commission where I will become a demon terrorizer. It's a new degree.
Amen.
Called demon terrorizer.
Amen.
When the devil is so frustrated about you, he goes to complain. Have you not made a hedge round about him?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother, do you know there's a hedge around you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say amen now. I hope that by 1 o'clock, when you hear bogum bogum, you remember that there is a hedge. Amen. Hallelujah. God is saying something. He is speaking to somebody. Amen. The devil was frustrated with Job. Haven't you made a hedge round about him and everything that he has? Just remove it, then you will see. Let's see what he will do. Amen. And it's okay, fine. But there was a limit. You can only go so far. I want you to know that the devil can only go so far. You must believe it. And you must know it. And you must walk in it. Hallelujah. Do you know that there is a limit? The man says, how is it that the rivers flow and they enter into the level of around the whole earth? Because God has given the river a boundary. Don't you understand? The last day I was coming from Amasoma, I was coming back. I could see evidence of slight flooding. You know, places where I passed, the river, now I'm seeing water. I'm saying, What has prevented this water from coming and overflooding the whole place? God set a boundary for it. I want you to know that God has given the boundary to the devil. The devil has a boundary. Amen. If you go to Psalm 35, very dangerous Psalm. But we are masters of Psalm 35 now. You go to Psalm 69, that one is even the most dangerous. The moment a wicked man sets himself against a righteous man, his way becomes dark and slippery. He is visited with confusion. He is visited with judgment of God. He has to fight and overcome many, many, many things in order to touch you. Hallelujah. He said that you are the apple of God's eyes. He said that our life is what is hid in Christ, in God. The devil must be very strong to break all through those barriers to get to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Given we are in Egypt, but even in Egypt there was a barrier. I want you to understand. He said that we are in that city that is called Sodom and Egypt. You better know. So that means if you want to survive in Sodom and Egypt, what should you do? Let's look at it. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 9. We're doing a faith clinic. It's very important. Let the weak say,
I am strong.
It's not bad to say, I'm weak. I said, God, strengthen me. Amen. Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Hallelujah. It's not bad, though. It's only wisdom. Amen. Okay. Revelation chapter 9. You know, the early part, it talks about these things coming from hell. You know, locusts. You know, coming. What are they doing? They said they will darken the whole earth. It will change the atmosphere. Everything becomes dark. Amen. Okay, but we'll go to verse 4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seed of God where? In the mind. God gave us a word about the mind. Do you think God is playing? Do you think it was for play? Not play. It is for life. You better hold it. Amen. God has made a provision. Even Cyrus, when he sent them, he sent armies with them. And God says, go and build. And he has also given a word. Amen. Hallelujah. So he's saying these locusts, they are selective. They are selective in their judgment. They look for the mind. If your mind is sealed, they jump. Does that sound familiar? In Egypt, say, when I see the blood, what do I do? They jump. That's why I said there's a new degree in town called demon terrorizer. Amen. When you receive that degree, they will come and jump. Amen. Hallelujah. In Egypt, there was a clear word. You must bring the blood. You must apply it on a lintel. You must apply it by the doorpost. And not just that, you remain inside the house. Because at midnight, The angel of death is going to run around. And on Wednesday, this man was reading, he said, Isaiah 26, say, enter thou, where? Into thy closet. And shut the door. Until the
indignation
be. Where is indignation? On the street. Amen. Bible says, if a man knew, he would not have suffered his house to be broken into. Amen.
Amen.
We have been exhorted to go and put on our garments. Go and decorate our houses with blood. Romans says, put on the Lord Jesus. Put on the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's talk about the scorpion. The scorpion has one power, the power of torment. Is that correct? And it is fire. Fire is the opposite of grace, is it not? So, five. Okay, so five means grace. Okay? So, this one has five and it's for grace. But this other one has five, it is for torment. Who can tell me what else has torment?
Fear.
Fear has torment. That's what the locust brings. The spirit of locust is the spirit of fear that is spreading around. If that spirit bites you, you cannot prepare your soul as a dwelling place. You will not be able to respond. Do you know why? Proverbs says that the lazy man, the fearful man, he says, if I go out, the lion is out there. If I do so and so, the serpent will bite me. And because of fear, he's not able to make any move. The Bible says the fearful and the unbelieving, where are they? They're outside of the city.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Fear will put us in the place of torment. Is anybody tormented in the mind? Your mind is tormented. It is the visitation of the locust. There's a solution.
Amen.
You come to Dr. Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He can heal the inward parts and apply the blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he applies the blood, your soul will rise. Okay, let's talk about that soul rising. So, brother, can you show us Proverbs 26? Was he talking about Egypt? But it is not bad to say, God, I am fearful. I am under torment. That is the first. So as we are talking now, be doing that and receive your deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6. Look at, read this very well. As the snow in summer, and as the rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for the fool. Alright, number two. Alright, read that. Don't let them sleep. Some fool are sleeping. Wake them up. As they bed by wandering. Death is wandering around. Eh? As they swallow another bed by flying. So, the destruction, they shall not, causeless, shall not come. Okay, let's read it again. Let's read it again. Let's read it again. As they bend by as they swallow by, so they curse. Causeless.
Amen.
There has to be a cause.
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe it? Boma, do you believe it? There has to be a cause. If there is no cause, nothing will happen. Nothing mega. If there is no cause. Hallelujah. The cause. Causeless. Sorry, leave all those people alone. Just leave us alone. The case. Maybe we should leave you alone, no? Amen. There has to be a reason. In the case of Mr. Joe, was there a reason? Yes. God Himself opened the door. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't believe, I believe. Amen. You can join us. You can join me in that belief. Amen. He says, so and so happened. It's not my problem that it happened. I'm not there. But I know, as far as I'm concerned, the causeless shall not. Amen. Hallelujah. There were four of them. Four means tribulation. One, two, three that came to Job. Four. It wasn't three. It wasn't five. It was four. There were four things that happened. And four is the number of tribulation, trial, persecution. You mentioned it. It came to him because God allowed it. But that sounds familiar. Because the Bible says that almost through much tribulation, do what? So as we press on to this time of the coming, there will be tribulation. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. It didn't say few, many. But the Lord will deliver them. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of the tribulation for tomorrow, because God will not let what is above me come to me.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Check your life. Anything that comes to you, you can overcome. This man is now... Okay, I won't go there. Let me stop there. Amen. I was boasting somewhere. I said, look, you haven't seen anything yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Famine has a beginning and must have an end.
Amen.
Go and read the Bible. Famine has a beginning and must have an end.
Yeah.
If the end hasn't come, hold on. It's coming.
Hallelujah.
That is the word of the Lord. Now, so why are we saying this? We are saying this because when the flood comes, it's going to blow you away. It's going to sweep you so that you lose focus. What is the focus? A commandment has been given. Go and build the house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So while your high is there, the devil will come to try to shake it. And God is speaking to us in this fellowship. A commandment has been given. Go and build. Yeah. Not just that. Every man deliver his soul from Babylon. Amen. We need to come out of Babylon. In all the dimensions. We need to come out. Our attachments to this world. We must do something about it. And that attachment is at the national, the local, all the levels. You and I must address it. Amen. That God is speaking the word. Now, I was excited on Wednesday because Sister Calista began to pray a prayer. I said, thank you, Jesus. You know, I don't know what you people do. When you come here, you have to listen. Because God will be confirming what He has been telling you somewhere. Because I got a word. And when I sat down, she began to pray. I said, very good. And it's not my mind. Let's go back again to Revelation 11. Because she brought forth a law. There is another law working. Do you know it is a law of Revelation 11? It has been triggered off now. Amen. Okay, I'll tell you. Now, in Revelation 11, it is telling you and I what is happening in the church. What is it that's happening in the church? That the Gentiles and darkness is coming upon the church. That's what he's telling you here. Say, do not measure it, because it is given over unto the Gentiles. The Gentiles, they don't hear English. The Assyrian, his heart is as black as anything. He is his own God. He doesn't fear God. And those that say, and the holy city, did he say outer court, shall they what? Tread underfoot. The church is coming under very strong persecution. Spiritually, physically, anyhow you like, it is there. Amen. It's not only here. The first one happened. There was another, you heard it. The boy came and said, you, are you a Christian? A Christian, raise your hand. You are going to meet Jesus now. But why? 9 of them in a secondary school. The first one was Bible study, right? There were Bible studies. The boy came and picked them. This one came in. He entered the classroom. If you are a Christian, raise your hand. They raise hand. You meeting Jesus now. Boy, 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 boy. 9. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a prophetic word. And it is to all of us. Amen.
Amen.
But that's not the good, that's not the real story. My real story is verse 3. Mm-hmm. Verse 3 is the activated one. It says, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy for so and so and so and so. It says, and these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. That's another one. That's why it says, and if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth.
Yes.
And does what? Devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner. Amen. I want to tell you that something has been activated.
Oh yes, amen. Amen.
You can believe it, or you cannot believe it. It has been activated. Amen. Now this was the prayer she was praying. I had received this word, so when I heard it, I said, I heard it very well. I said, I put it in my pocket. I said, very well. I know this is true. Amen. It is mind against mind.
Oh, yes.
Don't you understand? If the man will, not that he has come to do anything, no. If he will, fire comes, judgment comes. That fire is a piece of judgment. You see, we are too laid back. We need to rebuke the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. When the thought comes to your mind, rebuke the thought.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to rebuke the thought. And we are now fighting at the level of the thought. If the man thinks about it, as he's thinking about it, fire is coming upon him.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. He shall rebuke the enemy from where? Afar off. Hallelujah. So there is something that has been given into our hands, a weapon to rebuke. When you see it, rebuke it. Now, before I used to make light of this rebuke, I said, what is all this rebuke? Brother, cats always will rebuke you. I went to God and said, why is this brother always ready to rebuke you? I said, God opened my eyes, I saw it. Amen. The Bible says, rebuke the devil, what will he do? He will flee. Amen. When you are planning something and somebody says, rebuke you, hey, drop it. What do? You still hold it? You drop it and run away. Amen. Hallelujah. So when the devil tells you, you say, hey, rebuke Jesus, he will just drop it around him. You stabilize him. Amen. You bring confusion to him. Hallelujah. You judge him, expose him. Amen. You might say, lose. We need to say more of that. We need to live it.
Hallelujah.
As a life. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you see a spirit rising up in your heart. You say, I don't want. What is I don't want? Rebuke the devil, you will run away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see anger rising up. Rebuke the anger.
Amen.
You go, they give you a report. They say you have diabetes. What is diabetes? You build the report at the diabetes and all of them blast them out. It's a spirit. You believe it, it comes. Amen. There are label givers. Let me use the word label givers. You go to the hospital, you have entered a label. They say you have it, you agree, you receive it immediately. Amen. So there are points where you must be very careful. You wake up in the morning, your leg is shaking. You say, ah, that is like arthritis. So you say, it is true. My father has it. You have entered. Yes. Amen. Yes. When you leave, you say, in now, in Jesus' name, both you and everything, you be good. Yes. Amen. Yes. We need to be aggressive in the spirit.
Yes.
Amen. We have been two doses. Meanwhile, there is fire.
Amen.
He has given us fire in our mouth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You want to see more? Okay, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1 says you are fire. Ezekiel chapter 1 says you are fire. Verse 4. And I looked, and behold, the time has gone, so we'll go straight. And a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of fire, also out of the midst came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know that in the spirit you are fire.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The devil is afraid of you and of me.
Yes.
Amen. The more God comes into you, the more you become the tabernacle of God,
yes,
the more the fire.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why there are earthquakes and thunder and lightning. There is a lot of power that is coming into this house.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And the devil cannot stand it.
Yes.
Revelation 15. Let's read. Revelation 15. Look at verse 8. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues were. This one doesn't show it very well. Let's go to 11. 11 verse. Okay. Let's read from verse 12. No. Let's do from 14. It says, the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seven angels sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders reached out before God on their seats, fell and fell upon their faces and worshipped God. And they said, we give thee thanks. Now go to verse 19. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thundering and an earthquake and a great hail. Amen. In fact, the man says, now is come strength and power to the people of God. Amen. So, don't go away with the impression that the whole church is like this. No. That's not true. Amen.
Amen.
Power has come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Strength has come.
Amen.
And if you and I will hide ourselves, you know, and the scripture in Isaiah 26 says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed. Where is your mind? That's where the problem is. Your mind is teaching. Your mind is marking. Like at least I'm talking about you. You are marking. You are teaching. You are cooking. You are this. That's why when the devil comes, he has it like. But when your mind, remember, when your mind is high, it won't even come near you. Amen. Amen. So he says we should switch off. So remember, the man said with one hand they are holding weapon. The other one, what are they doing? They're building. We must learn to do that. Amen.
Amen.
We are in the office, but our minds are high.
Amen.
Amen. We will teach by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's where we must go. Say, whose mind is stayed? There's a place of peace. The local spirit called fear will not come near you. Because it's only used for those men who do not have the mark. Amen. If you have the mark, the devil will have no. He won't even come near. Okay, I think I should be ending now. Let's end with Psalm 91. Because God said many of us were not reading it well. We are reading it like talisman. Huh? Talisman. Amen. There are two key points in that place, which I see the two key points. Amen. Psalm 91. Let me get it. Psalm 91 is speaking of refuge. Yeah, the man, I think, Psalm, I don't know where it says that. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth in and are safe. Amen. So this is one of those Psalms speaking about the refuge. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by noonday, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come. Let's slow down small. Now this is part of the problem. You talk to somebody, you say, hey, you know, Bunabai, they killed everybody on the street. Yeah. You start shaking. You go to say, it is you next. The Bible says you will not be the next. That's the problem with CNN, NCA. You go there, you say, hey, they have killed everybody. And the devil say, you are next. You will not be next.
Amen.
Say, it will not come. When you hear those news, it brings your mind down. Open the door. You say, the people in your village are all dead. How does it concern you? How does it concern you? It shall not come near thee. They say, oh, it happens to brother so and so. Well, bless God for that brother. He shall not come near me.
Amen.
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 That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, that brother has cancer. Hey, everybody will have cancer. Who said? In fact, I have many cancer killers now.
Amen.
There are many of them. If you want to, I say, we'll give you their names.
Amen.
They are cancer killers.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. You shall not come. They say, only with thy eyes shall thou be, only with thy eyes, NTA and CNN, shall thou behold and see the reward of. Look, some of these men have done business. They gave them money, they chopped it, they could have killed them. You hear about the story, you say, hey, everybody, who told you everybody is going to die? The man chopped the money, that's why they killed him. Yes. They gave him money, oh yeah, hope for me. He took the money and ran away. It's okay now, I'm a dead man, so you too will be a dead man. Yes. Then you bring yourself and you begin to walk with them. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because look at verse 9. Now, verse 9 is where I'm going to. All this is not applied to you and me because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, what? Thy habitation. Oh. You know, Nigeria will say, oh. Let's say, oh. Oh. The Lord was in thy habitation. Oh. Amen. Amen. When you do that, it will not come near.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now we are going for the second one. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy house. Plague means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's spreading, huh? It will not come near. Why? For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in awe. Do you know that there are angels quartered in your house around you? Do you know that? Well, that's where the problem is. You see, because our senses, okay, I don't want to go there today. We are not aware of God. That's where the problem is. Because if we are spiritually alert, we will see. He told him, open his eyes, Lord, that he might do what? When the man saw, he ran away. Let's kill all of them. Say, come down, come and stay. He said, oh my God, this guy killed them. He said, sit down. I saw them before I opened their eyes. Amen. The young man did not know that the mountain was filled with angels and chariots. He saw it and said, my God, this guy killed all of them. God has surrounded us with these provisions.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And they have charge to keep thee in other ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the long young lion and the dragon. Shall thou trample upon. Now, let me tell you something. It is altar against altar. Any man going on operation must have an altar. Every gang has an altar. Is that true? So, you have your own altar also. It is altar against altar. Amen. And God said he has given us authority to trample upon the serpents and the scorpions.
Amen.
May God help us to be violent with these altars. Amen. Now, verse 14, 9 and 14 are the points, you know, that we are bringing. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him where?
There.
Trouble. Why would God allow the trouble to come? Then he come and be with you inside trouble. Brothers. Let him prevent the trouble. Then he allows the trouble to come. Then he comes to you in the trouble. Do you understand the theology?
Yes.
He didn't say the trouble will not come. In Arabic they say trouble will come. And now they say if the trouble comes, he is with you in the midst of the trouble. Amen.
Amen.
I will deliver him.
Amen.
Amen. And honor him.
Amen.
With long life.
Amen.
Will I satisfy me and show him my salvation.
Amen.
Amen. You know, that Revelation 11 says, nobody can touch them until they have finished their testimony.
Amen.
Do you understand? It is at the end that they hear them. And even then, after 3 days, they rose and began to run around. Brethren, there is resurrection life that's been released in the church. You receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we receive now which you are giving to us. We receive strength. We receive encouragement. Though we fall, we shall arise. Say, the righteous man falls 7 times, and 7 times he shall arise. Lord, we receive strength in the inward man. We receive encouragement. We receive this dose of refreshment that you are sending to your people at this time. Therefore, will not we fear. Though even in the mountains and the sea be removed, because we know that you are a present help in trouble. Forgive us when we have doubted, when we have been like them that have no God. For this God, this very God, you are our God. And you will be our guide even unto the end. We know the days are growing darker. Therefore, we pray that we might shine brighter.
Amen.
Let this light shine forth from within us, O God. Ever set our eyes within, for that is where you are coming. You are coming secretly to your temple. So help us to prepare this dwelling for you. You bring us to the burnings, to the cleansings, to the sanctifications, to the consecrations, to the anointings, O God, to all that we require to flee Babylon. We confess that we are so comfortable in Zion, in Babylon. We have married wives. We have given our children in marriage. We have built houses. We have businesses. We have our emotions are tied to so many dimensions. But Lord, we ask you to strengthen us, that our soul will flee from Babylon. You said to the daughter of Zion, O daughter of Zion, that dwellest in the midst of Babylon, arise. Lord, let this trumpet come again. Let it sound sharper and stronger and louder. Let it consume our hope in God, that we will no longer be comfortable in Babylon. Lord, so renew our focus to build this house of Babylon. Lord, we raise our hands to be counted among those who are responding to you.
Amen.
We come to respond to you, Lord. We will go up and build a house for you. David said, how can I rest when the Lord has not found a dwelling place? He said, foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man is looking for a home. We say, Lord, we give you our house. We give you our hearts, our souls. So Lord, come make our soul your dwelling place. Make it a home for you, O God. A fitting home. We'll make a new covenant with you to forget the past, the failures of the past. Lord, we receive strength to arise again, to build this house. That the glory of the Lord might come. We speak to it. We see it coming. Lord, that we shall not be found doing any other thing, but giving all to the building of this house. May your name be blessed and glorified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.